USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Hurricane Ian has weakened to a Category 3 storm, still a major hurricane as it slowly plows across Florida. Sustained winds are still at 115 miles per hour with 180 mile an hour wind gusts. That's in addition to heavy rain and flooding. Ian made landfall Wednesday over Lee County. Officials there report widespread damage. Speaking earlier today, Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino urged residents to stay put until officials give the all-clear signal.
Things may look nice. The weather breaks. Everybody wants to get out. But there are downed power lines. There are trees. There are hazards everywhere.
President Biden reached out to four Florida county officials Wednesday, but he was only able to reach one of them. Biden made calls to the mayors of Fort Myers, Cape Coral, Sarasota, and the chair of Charlotte County to let them know their communities have the full force of the federal government behind them as Hurricane Ian has caused major damage in Florida. Only Mayor Kevin Anderson of Fort Myers picked up the phone. They discussed the city's ongoing needs, such as support for the elderly, mobile home communities, and other vulnerable residents, the White House said. Biden left messages explaining the same sentiment to the three officials who did not answer his call. Here's something that you probably didn't know about our nation's economy.
As Washington continues to play word games with the word recession and inflation, the Federal Reserve is warning D.C. lawmakers. Falling stocks have wiped out more than $9 trillion in wealth from U.S. households, putting more pressure on families from a faltering economy. Americans' holdings of corporate equities and mutual fund shares fell to $33 trillion at the end of the second quarter. That's down from $42 trillion at the start of the year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Stress, it never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Weather forecasters warn Floridians in the path of Hurricane Ian that they're in for a long night. The storm is weakened to a Category 2 hurricane as its eye slowly moves inland. But National Hurricane Center Acting Director Jamie Rome says some areas are seeing an astonishing 4 to 5 inches of rain per hour.
You dump that much rain, saturate the soils, and then put wind, the trees are going to come down. You're going to have massive power outages through the night.
In other news, a lawsuit in New York against Donald Trump has gotten a new response from the former president.
Former President Donald Trump decried New York Attorney General Letitia James for her lawsuits against him and his children.
There's no better example of the left's chilling obsession with targeting political opponents than the baseless, abusive, and depraved lawsuit against me, my family, my company, by the racist Attorney General of New York State, Letitia Peekaboo James.
James's office filed a lawsuit on September 21st against Trump and his three children for business fraud, fulfilling a campaign promise she made to challenge Trump, whom she considered an illegitimate president. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Rapper Coolio, best known for a string of 90s hits, including Grammy-winning Gangster's Paradise, has died. Reports are he died at a friend's home in Los Angeles Wednesday afternoon. He was 59 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.